Hello to all my Chavir and Shiva Torah's Moshe and around the world. Continuing on our Shir on Mishnayos, Mesechtas Pesachim, we're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Just a short introduction. It says in Shmos, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hey, to what you bring for a Karban Pesach is, as the Pasuk says, Setamim. Find it. I lost my place. Set tamim zacher ben shana yilachem. It has to be an animal without a mum, and it has to be male, and it has to be in its first year. That's what you can mean for Korban Pesach. Our mission is going to talk about what if someone separated or he set aside an animal for the Korban Pesach and it didn't meet those requirements. So the mission starts. Hamafresh nekei for the Pesach. He set aside a female animal for the Korban Pesach, o zocher ben shtei shanim, or it was a male animal, but it was past the first year, within the second year already, the Tiferes Yisrael says, and therefore that's not good, because we just said the Pesach, that it says in the Pesach, zocher u ben shana. That's the only animals that are available for a Korban Pesach. So what do? You set aside animals that weren't valid for a Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, yira ad sheyistavi macher. Let it go to pasture until it gets a mum, and then sell it. Now, Mesechus Temura, a Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, there's a similar type of din there in the Mishnah. It says, Hamafresh Nekevel Hashem. What if someone set aside a carbon, a female animal, for carbon Hashem? Tirachi staff, wait until it gets a mum, v'imachar, and then sell it. And the Rav there explains, the Gemara asks, so why can't you sell it without a mum? The fact that it can't be used for what it's supposed to be, that should be a big enough mum as it is. And the only kedusha it would have gotten would have been for the monetary value. So why don't you just sell it right now and then bring with the money a Korban Hashem? And the Gemara answers there that since you gave it a kedusha sedamim of monetary value kedusha, you also gave it enough of a kedusha saguf for the fact that it would need a mum. The Tiferes Yisrael there also adds on and says that someone was mafresh in a kever for an asham, that he shouldn't sell it without a mum, even though, why did the Mishnah bring over there the case by an asham specifically, that he set aside in a kever, that he shouldn't sell it without a mum? To tell you that even though we don't find any carbon asham that is ever in a kever, still, you have to wait till it gets a mum. So therefore, certainly, if you're makdish in a keva for an ola, you don't sell it without a mum. Because we do find there is a case of an ola's oaf that could be in a keva. So if the animal that can never, if the carbon that can never have an keva, you have to wait till it gets a mum to sell it. Certainly an ola, which even though it sometimes can be used with a nekeva, you would have to sell it in the case when you made it for an olas behema, which can't be a nekeva, you'd have to wait for to get a mum. Okay, so back to our Mishnah. We said someone set aside a nekeva for his Korban Pesach or his zachar, which was too old for the Korban Pesach. He has to wait to sell it until he gets a mum and then sell it. And then the Mishnah continues what do you do with the money you get? Now, there's three different gerses here, and what do you do with that money? And we'll mention all three of the gerses, and then who says what, and what they all stand for. So one geres is, v'yavi b'dam of shlamim, take the money and buy shlamim. The second one was, v'yiplu dam of lenadava, take the money and put it into the box in the base of mikdash, which is set aside for carbon olos. And the third is, v'yiplu dam of lenadava, l'shlamim, put the money in a box and use it for shlamim, which we'll see is kind of odd. So the first gerisa, Rashi and Tosfos go with the gerisa of Yavi Yidam Shlamim. Take the money that you earned by selling this animal that had a mum, either in a cave or the male animal which is over 1 year old, and use the money to buy a shlamim. Rashi says it's like a carbon kavua that was nidcha. It's like a carbon pesach that got pushed aside, that it itself isn't brought as a shlamim, but only have used the money of it to get a shlamim. And the Rav is Goris, the second one, Yiplu Damav Lenadava, put it into the box in the base of Mikdash, which is used for the carbon Olas Nadava. The first rule adds to that you use that money from the box when the mizbeach is empty. It's, instead of letting it just wait around, we always like to have it busy. So we don't have any other karbanos available. We take the money from that box and we'll buy olos to put on the mizbeach. Does the Yatziv ask, why is this different, this case, different than the case we just mentioned before from Temura, from an asham? Over there we said the halacha was sell it and bring from the money an asham. And here we're saying, according to one of these two, either bring a shlamim or put it in the box where they can bring olas. So he answers that the Mishnah here holds like the Mandi Yamar, Bali Chaim Nidachim, that once an animal was pushed away from what it was supposed to be done with, it is completely pushed away. And the Rambam, Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Dal, Halacha Dalet, writes, Yavi B'damav Pesach, take the money and buy Korban Pesach. And this, he says, Tais Yantif, this is a full raya to what he wrote earlier, that we learned that the Rambam holds Yira, which means even to the Mandi Yamar, the Ein Bali Chayim Nidachim, still it goes to pasture, and the pasture fact is not a complete dichay, but it goes, the money goes to a nedava, then it would be a dichay. So he says, don't put the money for a nedava because that would be a dichay, but use the money for the Korban Pesach, Bali Chayim Anat Nidcha, according to the Rambam. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings that the Chuv is Chacham Tzvi, Siman Memhei, deals with this whole topic. Fortunately, I don't have that available for me to check into. If anybody has one, wants to get in touch with me, I'd be very appreciative. Now, the third gear that we talked about, V'yiplu Damav L'Nedava L'Shlamim, that seems like it's a mixture of the first two shitas. Either it's supposed to be to take the money and buy a carbon shlamim, or take the money, put it in the box that they're going to use for the Nedava, for the Olas Mizbeach. And the Melech HaShlomo says, certainly one of those two words are wrong, the Nedava or the Shlomim. Because there is no box in the Beis HaMikdash where people put money in to buy Karban HaShlomim. That's just nothing there. So either that Gears is wrong, and it's got to be either put the money to buy into the box for the Nedavas, or use the money for the Shlomim. Okay, continuing on, the Mishnah then continues with a completely different case. Hamafrish Bischo Umei, someone set aside a Korban Pesach and that owner passed away. Now the verse where it says, and the Korban Pesach was now sitting there without any owners. The Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Beis, the Rimaschal Psulo, explains that even though people can join on to a Korban Pesach during the day and disassociate themselves to a Korban Pesach all up until the time it was shechted, but the Mishnah, as we had in the Mishnah in Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel, that's only as long as one person was still on it. So if at least one person is registered on the Korban Pesach, then other people can join in, can take themselves off. But if at some point it was left by itself without any owners, like we're talking here, it can't be used for the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, in the case, he set aside a Korban Pesach, the owner died, now there was no one on that Korban Pesach, lo yiviyeno b'no achra l'shem Pesach. The son who inherits from him can't use that for a Korban Pesach. Rashi and Rav say, because it's a Pesach shemesu b'alav, as we explained, and there's no one registered on it. Okay, the Gemara, Tzadaches Mad Aleph, assembly says, they were talking about that the son was never registered on this Korban Pesach, because if he would have been registered on it, he would still be left on it, and he could bring it as a Korban Pesach. So what do you do now? You have this animal standing there, it was supposed to be a Korban Pesach with no owners. What should you do? Ela l'shem shlamim, the Mishnah says, bring it as a Korban shlamim. He explains, this is for any Korban Pesach that you set aside, and now you, for whatever reason, can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, you bring it as a shlamim. Continuing on now to the next Mishnah, which is Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, in the Gemara it's Tzadik Ches Mat Aleph, and it says, HaPesach Shnes Arviv Bizvachim, Kulim Yiru Achistavu. He had a Korban Pesach, and turned around, didn't realize it, came back, it got mixed up with other Korbanos, and you don't know which is the Korban Pesach, which are the other Korbanos. So you have to let them all pasture until they get a Mumim, and we'll see what happens next. But Rashi and Rav first explains, the case was talking about, you had like three sheep. One was a Korban Pesach, one was an Asham, and one was an Ola. They all got mixed together, and they have to wait until they all get Mumim. Meiri says, the example here is given to show you that each one of these has separate dinim, how you are zorik the dam of the mespeach, and how and if you even eat the basar, like the Ola, you wouldn't eat it all. And therefore, since it's all mixed up, we don't know what's what, you can't bring this carbon for any of them. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, wait till you get some mum, vi machra, and then sell them all, vi yami bid mei hayafesh behem, vi min zeh, bid mei hayafesh behem, min zeh. So Rashi and the Rav explain, you bring an ola with the money that it was worth for the highest amount of these three animals. Because maybe, let's say one animal was worth $1,000, one was worth $500, one was worth $300. You take $1,000 and you spend that to bring another ola, because maybe the one was worth $1,000 was the ola. And similarly, the Asham, you take $1,000 and you spend it by a carbon Asham. And you take $1,000 and you bring it for a carbon Pesach, if it happened to be before Pesach that they all got a mum. And if it was after Pesach, you would bring a shlamim, because maybe the most expensive one was a shlamim, was a carbon Pesach originally. So you'd be spending $3,000 instead of your original $1,500 and $300. So you'd be spending an extra $1,200. So where does that extra $1,200 come? Mishnah says, "V'yafsid hamos mi beso." You got to lose that from your house, from your bank account. That $1,200 is something you're going to have to spend out of your pocket. Rashi says the extra money we're talking about is the money to raise you up until you get for each one of these karbanis for the highest price. Now Rashi asks, how can you use money that you received from the selling of the animals to buy other animals? I mean, each one had its own kedusha from its own karban, and you can't switch from one kedusha to another. So if you were taking $1,000 and that one might have been from the older, using some of that money for one of the other animals, you're mixing the kedushas. Why aren't we afraid that the carbon Pesach is getting mixed up with the money of the Asham of the Ola? And the answer is that this is what you do. If, let's say, the value of the most expensive one, a seller, well, I'll go back with my $1,000 example. If the most expensive one was worth $1,000, he takes $3,000 from his house, and he takes $1,000 on the first animal, and he says, any which one of these was an ola will be mechulelis on this $1,000. I'm going to take it out of his kedusha and replace it with $1,000. And then with that $1,000, he can bring a carbon ola. And then he takes the second $1,000, and he says, goes to the two, and he says, whichever one of these was an asham, I'm going to make it chulim on my $1,000, and then spend $1,000 on an asham. And similar with the third one, he's going to say, whichever one was a Korban Pesach, I'm going to make it kulin on my $1,000, my third $1,000, and buy a Korban Pesach. So he's not using the money from the animals itself. He is machal each one separately, and it's all separate money, and no problem mixing them up. So till now we were talking about the Korban Pesach got mixed up with other Korbanis. What about Nisar of Bibachiris? It didn't get mixed up with a regular carbon, got mixed up with the Bechor. And Rashi says, the way you do the Zrika for a Bechor and for a Pesach is the same. And you don't have to do any Tanufa or of the Chaz of Ashok. You don't have to do any Smicha, Nesachim. Everything you would do for a carbon Pesach, you would do for a carbon Bechor in order to be Makrifit. So Reb Shimon says, Reb Shimon Aimer, Im Chaburis Kohenim Yochelu. If the whole group that we were dealing with here on this Korban Pesach were all Kohenim, they could eat the Bechor as well. So Rashi says, if the whole Chabur were all Kohenim, they can eat them, all the animals that got mixed up that night. Bring the Pesach, you'll say, I'm shechting an animal now. If it's the Pesach, I'm doing it L'Shem Pesach. And the Choras, if it's the Chor, I'm doing it L'Shem Bechor, wherever it is. And the Rav adds to this, even though by doing this, you're shechting all these animals and eating them just that night, you're limiting the amount of time you'd be eating your Korban Bechor, because Bechor is normally eaten for 2 days and one night, and now we're only going to eat it up until Chatzos, like the time of the Pesach. And therefore, you're bringing this kachin lebeis apsil, you're making it pasul earlier, because we're going to treat it as noser earlier. Still, Rav Shimon says, it's okay to bring kachin lebeis apsil, and the Rabbanan argue and say, no, we don't allow that. You have to let them all pasture until they get a mum, and then use the money, like similar to before. The most expensive one is what you're going to spend for each one, for the Pesach and for the Bechor. Okay, and the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. For Israel says, it seems to him, the Reb Shimon, according to him, would still have to shecht all these animals before the Korban Tumid and mix the dam until afterwards. Because otherwise, you can be over on the essay of Hashlama of bringing Korbanas after the Korban Tumid, which is only done usually for Korban Pesach. Just came the thought to my mind. He doesn't seem to have a problem here with that he'd be also shechting the Korban Pesach before the Tumid, and we normally shecht the Korban Pesach at the Tumid, but obviously that's not such a big problem. Rashi in the Gemara in Tanaches on Beis, Divrei Maskil for Rabbanan, explains, it's okay, I understand, by the Asham that got mixed up with Shlamim, or Pesach that got mixed up in an Olo and an Asham. Okay, we have to say, wait until it gets pasture, until it gets a mum, and then sell it, use the money for those korbanos, like we said previously. But a bechor, we say, it doesn't have a pidyon. And lo tipada, you can't be poded. And if you did try to, the money does not become kaddish. Okay? And it never leaves its kedusha to get the money on the to get the kedusha on the money. So what you have to do, it has to be eaten with only the Kohen has to eat it when it has a mum. And a Pesach, which can be nifta, that one you are paida, and can't be eaten without the pidyon, you bring another carbon in its place. Okay, that's all we'll be doing today. Hope you enjoyed it. You want to reach me, any questions, comments, complaints, Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.